We have some news about the killing of prominent Palestinian-American journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. She was killed in May, shot while covering an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank. And today, the U.S. State Department said it's likely she was killed by an Israeli soldier, following similar conclusions by a UN review and several media investigations. Meanwhile, Israel's military says it hasn't determined the source of the gunfire. NPR's Daniel Estrin is following all of this and joins us from Tel Aviv. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Leila.
So, Daniel, what led to the U.S. statement today?
Well, this weekend, the U.S. oversaw an examination of the bullet that killed Abu Akleh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Israel said it needed to examine that bullet to reach a conclusion of who shot her. Israel says it might have been a Palestinian gunman, even though the U.N. and several media organizations found it was likely Israel. Until now, Palestinian officials refused to share the bullet. They said Israel could manipulate the evidence. But the U.S. pressed, and Palestinian officials did give the bullet to a U.S. security official this weekend. The U.S. oversaw a ballistic examination yesterday. Israel says that was done by Israeli experts. And they have concluded that the bullet was damaged. You know, it hit actually inside Abu Akleh's protective helmet. And the U.S. says the bullet is too damaged to conclusively say it was fired from an Israeli weapon. The U.S. does say, however, that it reviewed Israeli and Palestinian official investigations about the circumstances of what happened. And the U.S. says it has concluded the gunfire likely came from Israel, but did not find it was intentional.
Now, Israel is not concluding that, right? What's Israel saying?
Right. Israel is not accepting the U.S. conclusion that it was likely an Israeli soldier. The Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz says that it's not possible to determine the source of the shooting. He says the investigation will continue. But he emphasizes this happened on a day of heavy gunfire from Palestinian gunmen. He says the first to bear responsibility in such events are, quote, the terrorists who operate from within population centers. So Israel is not taking responsibility as of yet.
What other reaction has there been so far to the U.S. investigation's conclusion?
Well, Shireen Abu Akleh's family has spoken out in a statement, and they say that the U.S. conclusion that it was likely an Israeli soldier is, quote, cold comfort. They have been very displeased with the investigation. They were not informed that the Palestinian officials handed over the bullet in the first place. Yeah. They say that this is following a record of impunity by Israel. Israeli human rights groups are also saying that it's as far as Israel is concerned, its policy regarding the killing of Palestinians has never been anything other than organized whitewash. That's according to the B'Tselem Human Rights Group.
In the few seconds we have left, what might happen next to get more answers, more accountability in this case?
We're going to have to see if the U.S. Pushes for more investigations, Leila.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.